Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We left off on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom of the page. Itmar, Sikech al Gabe Achsadra. Yeah, that's where we left off. Sikech al Gabe Achsadra. Let's say you have a chatzar that's surrounded by houses in three directions, and from those houses there are like awnings in front of all of those houses that protrude out into the chatzar, and you fill in the space between the houses, the open air space beyond the awnings, between the houses, with schach. So sheyesh lo p'tzimin, if that achsadra has p'tzimin, meaning there are poles that are holding up those awnings, and those poles have less than three tefachim between them, so k'shera, those poles can make a wall, and therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher. Because they themselves, we apply lavud on poles that are less than three tefachim apart from each other, and the poles themselves will make up a wall. But shein la p'tzimin, if the poles do not, if there are no poles in that achsadra, meaning there are no vertical poles that are holding up the awning, abaya mar k'shera, rava mar p'sula, then it's a machlokas abaya and rava. Abaya says kosher, rava says it's possible. What's the svara for each one? Abaya mar k'shera, abaya will say that it's kosher, because if you put the schach on the roof of the achsadra, and the edge of the awnings of the achsadra is clearly recognizable from inside the sukkah, so amrin and pitikra yorid v'sosem. We apply the halach l'moshe m'sinai of pitikra yorid v'sosem, that if you could see the edge of the awning, then we view that edge as if it continues on straight down and it forms a wall. Rav Arma Psula lo amrin pitikra yorid v'sosem, and Rav says it's going to be possible. We don't apply the principle of pitikra yorid v'sosem. Amalei Rav la Abayi, so Rav says to Abayi, Lididach, damr pitikri yorid v'sosem, afilu hivchis dofen emtsoi. If you say pitikri yorid v'sosem, then even if the middle wall were to come down, and the sukkah would be like a mavoi mefulash, it would be open, it would be with two parallel walls, it should still be kosher, because you should say that pitikra of the wider boards should be yorid v'sosem, and it should still be considered as if you have three walls. Samle Abai said back to Rava, now even I, who say pitikri yorid v'sosem, that's only in an achsadra, that even if even though it doesn't have normal sukkah walls, but the sukkah still, practically, it's actually closed off from the surrounding elements. So because there are the batim all around it, so you can't just, masses of people can't just wander through there. It's just that there are no halachic walls, so then pitikri yorid v'sosem makes halachic walls. When you have already practical barriers, you just are missing the halachic walls, so pitikra creates that sense of a halachic wall. But if you're in the middle of a chatzer and you're missing that middle wall, and people just wander on through, modina lach bayhi, then I would admit, he says, then Abaye says, I would admit to you, Rava, that such a sukkah would be possible. Davle kamavi, I'm foolish, because then it's like a wide open alleyway that people could, that rabbim are able to walk through. So that's why he says I would think that it's in such a case it would still be possible. So the Gemara is understanding that the reason for Rava that we don't say pitikri yorid v'sosem when you're misakech al nachsadra is because he holds that it's that only in a situation where the sukkah has a wall or two that are proper walls can you say that the rest of the walls become pitikri yorid v'sosem. But a sukkah that doesn't even have one proper wall, like in the case of the achsadra, you would not say pitikri yorid v'sosem. So says Gemara, lema abaye v'rava. Wait, so the machlokas Abaye and Rava seems to be the exact machlokas that Rav and Shmuel have when it comes to carrying on Shabbos in an achsadra that's in the middle of an open area. De itmar achsadra, an achsadra that doesn't have any walls at all. It only has a roof over it. It's like a gazebo that's sitting on four poles. Bibika, and it's in a wide open area. Rav amar mutal tatla bekula. Rav says you're allowed to carry under that gazebo, even though the bika itself you're not allowed to carry in because it has a din of a karmelis. But the achsadra itself is considered rishus hayachid. Why? Tamrin pitikri yorid v'sosem, because we view the edges of the roof as if it's a as if it continues straight down and creates these halachic walls. Whereas if Shmuel amar ein mitaltul ba'el ba'arba amos, then no, you're only allowed to carry within four amos. of that achsadra, but not beyond 4 amos of that achsadra. Dular min pitikri yor v'sosim. Because Shmuel says we do not apply the notion of pitikri yor v'sosim. So it turns out that this achsadra has no walls whatsoever, and therefore it's just like the rest of the bika. It's a carmelis. So you're only allowed to carry within 4 amos. So it seems that Abaye, who says pitikri yor v'sosim, holds like Rav. Rava, who holds that we don't say pitikri yor v'sosim in four directions, holds like Shmuel. So says Gemara, nah, Abaye and Rava are not arguing in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Aliba to Shmuel, when it comes to Shmuel Shito, who holds that we don't say pitikri yor v'sosim with 4 mechitos, Kuli al Malopligi, even Abaye would be moda, that according to Shmuel, the same would be true by a sukkah, that we don't say pitikri or v'sosim on all 4 sides. And if you were mesakech on an achsadra, the sukkah would absolutely be pasul, because even in a bika, by the case of Tiltil Shabbos, where the mechitos were made for the inside of that achsadra, the Shmuel still says we don't say pitikri or v'sosim in order to be matir the carrying inside that achsadra. So certainly when it comes to the sukkah, where the awning's face of the awning was not really made for the area outside of the awning, it was made for the area under the awning, since certainly Shmuel would say we do not say pitikri yor v'sosim to be machshir the chalal ha-sukkah, the sukkah would definitely be possible. So Abaye, who says that the sukkah is going to be kasher using pitikri yor v'sosim, obviously does not hold like Shmuel. He must say that he holds like Rav, that even when there are 4 mechitzos, we say pitikri yor v'sosim. But even Rava, who says that we don't say pitikri yor v'sosim in 4 mechitzos, does not necessarily have to be holding like Shmuel. It could be that Rava holds like Rav as well. Why? Because keep ligi alib the Rav. Both Abaye and Rava are arguing within Shitas Rav. Would Rav say pitikri yor v'sosim by the case of Sikech Vachsadra? Abaye Karav. Abaye would be the simple reading of Rav. Abaye, who allows such a sukkah, and Rav allows the achsadra, so they align with each other fairly easily. But even Rava could align with Rav. How so? Rava Amar Lach, Rava would tell you that even Rav would not be machshir this sukkah using pitikri or v'sosim, because ad kan lo amar Rav hasam el de mechitzos lachsadru da avidi. Avol hacha de lav lahachi avidi lo. You know why Rav allowed pitikri or v'sosim when it came to Tiltal on Shabbos? Because over there by the gazebo, the surface of the roof of the gazebo and the entire roof of the gazebo was actually made for the area in the gazebo. So with the imaginary walls that come off of the surface of the gag will cover the inside area of the gazebo. But over here by sukkah, where the roof of the achsadra is not made for this purpose, so then it's not made for the sake of the sukkah, so that it's made for the area underneath the awnings, so then you would not say pitikri or v'sosim. So it turns out, Rava, who passels the sukkah, when you're misakach al gabei achsadra, it's not because we don't say pitikri or v'sosim when you have 4 mechitzos. It's that even if you do say pitikri or v'sosim when you have 4 mechitzos, that's only if that tikra is made for that area, for the area that you're trying to enclose, not if it's made for a different area. So I guess we will stop there, and we'll pick up from Tanan next time, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll pick up from Tanan, and we'll try to get all the way to the Mishnah next time. Okay.